今天的经文是马可福音的第四章一到二十节。耶稣又在海边教训人，有许多人到他那里聚集，他只得上船坐下，船在海里，众人都靠近海，站在岸上。耶稣就用比喻教训他们许多道理，在教训之间对他们说，你们听啊，有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，飞鸟来吃尽了，有落在土浅石头是地上的，土既不深，发苗最快，日头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了。有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来把它挤住了，就不结实。又有落在好土里的，就发生长大，结实，有三十倍的，有六十倍的，有一百倍的。又说，有耳可听的就应当听。无人的时候，跟随耶稣的人和十二个门徒问他这比喻的意思。耶稣对他们说，神国的奥秘只叫你们知道，若是对外人讲，凡事就用比喻，叫他们看是看见却不晓得，听是听见却不明白，恐怕他们回转过来就得赦免。又对他们说，你们不明白这比喻吗？这样怎能明白一切的比喻呢？撒种之人所撒的就是道，那撒在路旁的就是人听了道，撒旦立刻来把撒在他心里的道夺了去，那撒在石头地上的就是人听了道立刻欢喜领受，但他心里没有根，不过是暂时的，即至为道遭了患难或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。还有那撒在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑和别样的私欲进来，把道挤住了，就不能结实。那撒在好地上的，就是人听到又领受，并且结实，有三十倍的，有六十倍的，有一百倍的。
Good afternoon. It's good to be here again.
下午好，我非常高兴来再次。
Let me pray that God will speak.
我们祷告，让神来说话。
Dear God, we ask that as we focus on your word this afternoon, you would speak very powerfully to us.
天父，我们啊，今天当我们来集中在你的话语的时候，愿你的向每个人的心灵说话。
We would hear your voice in the word.
我们在神的话里听见你向我们说话的声音。
We would listen well.
我们会听得好。
We would be changed by your word.
我们让我们的生命被你的话语来改变。
We pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Amen. Friends, the Bible divides humanity into two groups.
啊，圣经呢把人呢分成两组
，Christians and non-Christians.
一组呢是基督徒，一组是非基督徒。
There is one way to eternal life and one way to eternal death.
一条道路通向永生，另一条道路通向永死。
John 3:36 says, Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them.
约翰福音三章三十六节，那里说，信子的人有永生，不信子的人看不见永生，神的震怒常在他身上。
Only two ways.
只有两条道路。
And yet when we look at Jesus' ministry, as in the parable of the sower, people can respond at least four different ways.
当我们看这个圣经中人们对耶稣的服事的反应有四种不同的方式。
First, there were Jesus' opponents, the Jewish leaders who hated him and wanted to kill him.
首先呢，第一种呢，就是那些反对者，就是那些犹太的领袖，他们从一开始呢，就反对耶稣。
Then there were large crowds that followed Jesus.
第二个呢是大众的人群。
They followed him, but they were not true disciples.
他们呢是表面上的跟随者，但是他们并不是真正的跟随他。
John 6:66 says, "From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him."
约翰福音六章六十六节说，从此他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。
Thirdly, there is Judas.
第三种呢是犹大这样的人。
He was one of the 12.
他是十二个门徒的一个。
He followed Jesus virtually all the way to the end of his life, but betrayed him.
他几乎一路跟随耶稣到了他、啊、生命的尽头，但是到最后呢，他背叛了耶稣。
And then fourthly, we have the 11 closest disciples.
啊，最后呢，第四种呢，就是啊，这十一个啊，耶稣最亲近的门徒。
They had their problems.
他们也不是没有缺点。
Peter denied Christ three times.
彼得三次否认了耶稣。
But he repented.
但是他悔改了。
All the remaining 10 fled from Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
剩下的十个门徒呢，都在克西马尼园里逃走了。
But they later came back and they were recommissioned.
啊，但是后来呢，他们又回来，他们重新的担当起神托付他们的使命来。
It was this core of Jesus' initial followers that God, through His Holy Spirit, after the resurrection, mightily empowered that His church might be established and grow.
啊，这些人呢，成为耶稣最初的跟随者。啊、他们在耶稣复活呢，神借着他的灵大大的刚强他的教会，并让教会成长。
It may be that Jesus had these four groups in mind when he told the story of the parable of the sower.
当我们、啊、讲今天这个撒种的比喻的时候，可能耶稣就有 四种人在他的心里面。
This parable is in Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
这个比喻呢，在马太、马可、路加里都有。
We will study it in Mark today.
我们今天呢？啊、研究这个马可福音。
And Jesus is speaking to a large crowd in the open air.
耶稣呢，在这时呢，对于一大群人呢，在露天对他们讲话。
The synagogues were no longer available for this controversial teacher.
这个有争议的教师呢，不能使用犹太的会堂了。
He sat in a boat.
他坐在船上。
He taught them many things with parables.
他用比喻教导他们很多道理。
What are parables?
比喻是什么呢？
They are stories out of the ordinary life which illustrated spiritual or moral truth.
比喻呢，就是在日常生活中的故事，用来呢讲述属灵的真理或者道德的真理。
The first point today is Jesus says, "Listen here."
啊，第一点就是耶稣来呼召人们来听。
Because he wants the people listening to hear what he has to say and to understand the parable.
他希望人们来听。他讲的能够理解这个比喻。
There are all types of people in the crowd. They follow him for different reasons.
啊，在这个人群里有很多不同的人，他们跟随耶稣呢，原因也不同。
Some like the miracles.
有些人喜欢神迹。
Some because he cast out demons.
有的人因为他啊赶鬼。
Just because he was famous, maybe.
有的时候可能就是因为他很出名。
I was preaching once in the open air.In a holiday park in Foster, New South Wales.
多年前呢，我在啊 Foster 啊一个海滩呢露天布道。
It's about 5 hours north.
在这边呢要4-5个小时往北走。
We had a bush dance. It was New Year's Eve.
是啊，新年的年初夕的那晚上。
It's Australian type of dancing.
是啊，他们
not like Chinese
啊，是澳洲人的跳舞的那种方式，不像中国人。
But at the end of the bush dance, I had to explain the gospel. I had to preach for 7 minutes.
但是在这个海滩的啊跳舞后边呢，我得要给他们解释福音。
There are people drinking and dancing and partying.
啊，人们都是来跳舞啊，来喝酒啊，来聚会。
I was very nervous.
我非常的紧张。
Everyone was excited. It's New Year's Eve.
啊，因为是除夕的晚上，所以每个人都非常的啊高兴。
I stood up to speak.
我呢要给他们讲。
Some people didn't listen to anything I said.
有些人什么也没有听到。
One or two people were interested in a story.
啊，有一两个人呢被这个故事讲的故事所吸引。
One or two people came to speak to me about the message afterwards.
啊，有几个人呢？然后会后呢，给我来说，来谈论这个福音的信息。
See, when Jesus preached, all types of hearers, some people didn't care.
啊，像耶稣讲到也是这样，有很多人啊，有的人可能从来都不关心。
They thought Jesus was mad.
他们信耶稣是疯了。
It's crazy.
是疯了。
But you see, he wanted people to understand that as we take the message out to people, we will get 4 different responses.
他知道说，当我们把信息传出去的时候，可能有四种不同的反应。
And he says, imagine being a farmer who has some seed and he throws the seed out.
就像一个啊啊一个农夫，他把的种子呢撒出去。
The seed is the word of God.
这个种子呢，就是神的道，神的话。
The sower is Christ who takes out the word or anyone else who will pass on God's message.
啊，撒种子呢，是基督，也是那些个啊，把福音的信息传出去的人。
The soil in the ground represents our human hearts.
你知道这个土壤呢，代表的我们的心田。
So the sower, he takes some seed, he throws it out, and some falls on the roadside.
啊，当这撒种子撒它的种子的时候，有一些呢落在路旁了。
The birds flying around say, "Ah, some seed." They go down and they take it and they eat it.
那一飞鸟看见了就飞过来把它吃走了。
Nothing grows.
什么也长不出来了。
And then the sower, well, he throws some more seed out. It lands on rocky soil.
当他在撒种的时候呢，有些的种子呢落在这土浅的石头地上。
You got some rocks, you got some soil. It grows quickly.
里头有石头呢，有土，所以呢，这个种子发苗很快。
But there's no roots. The sun shines on it and it dies.
但是没有根，太阳一晒就枯干了。
And then the sower scatters in another direction. It falls amongst the thorns.
啊，这个撒种子呢，向啊另一个方向撒种，落在呢这个种子落在荆棘里。
As it starts to grow up, it gets choked and it cannot grow.
当这个苗长出来的时候呢，被这个荆棘呢挤住了，就不能成长。
Finally, some good news. He throws a seed out. It lands on good soil.
最后呢，他把这个种子呢撒在好土里。
It produces a great harvest.
能够啊结出丰盛的啊收成来。
It says 30, 60, 100 times.
有结实有三十倍的，有六十倍的，有一百倍的。
Parable finishes.
这个比喻就这么结束了。
You know what I like about this parable?
你知道这个 parable 是什么意思吗？
Jesus gives us an explanation.
耶稣呢，给我们解释。
Because some parables, Jesus tells us the parable, and we're still trying to work out what he means.
有的时候耶稣讲了比喻之后呢，但是我们自己要设法的理解他的意思。
This is easy today.
这个今天的这个比较容易。
Jesus tells you what it means.
耶稣呢告诉我们这个比喻到底是什么意思。
First, they said when you cast the seed on the road, it's for people who have hard hearts.
头一个呢就是撒在这个石头地上，就是指的那些个人呢，他们的心比较刚硬。
As soon as you throw it, Satan takes the word away, and they don't believe it.
然后这个撒进去了呢，这个撒旦呢就把这个种子拿走了。
Maybe you speak to someone about Jesus and they say, "Don't talk to me. I don't care."
你可能给一些人讲福音，他说你不用告诉这个，我根本不关心。
They say, "Thank you. I don't believe in God. Leave me alone."
谢谢你，我不相信神。
It's a hard hearts.
他们的心是硬的。
My father is an atheist.
我的爸爸就是无神论者。
My uncles and my aunties they're atheists.
我的叔叔阿姨他们都是无神论者。
When tell them about God's word, they say, "No, we don't believe it."
我给他们讲神的话的时候，他们说我不信。
Hard hearts.
他们的心是硬的。
Some people are too busy for God.
有的人呢就是太忙了，顾不到想神的事。
No, I have to go to work.
不，我得要去工作。
I have to take the children to swimming lessons.
我得要去带着孩子去上游泳课。
I have to clean the house.
我需要打扫家庭。
Always an excuse, too busy to think about God.
他们太忙了，他们没有时间来想神的事。
Sometimes they say to me, "When I'm older, then I'll think about God, but I'm too busy now."
有人说，等到我老了以后，我再想神的事。我现在太忙了。
Hard hearts.
他们的心也是硬的。
And some people are just atheists, like my father.
有些人可能就是无神论者，所以呢，就像我父亲一样。
Or Buddhist, or followers of Islam.
可能是佛教徒，可能是伊斯兰教徒
，or Hindus，
或者是印度教徒。
They hear God's word and they don't care.
他们听见了神的话，但是他们并不关心。
And then we have shallow hearts.
第二种呢是这个浅的土。
The seed cast on rocky places.
这个种子呢撒在石头地上。
It says others like.Seed sown on rocky places, they hear the word and at once receive it with joy.
这里说撒在石头地上，他们听了道呢，就是立刻的欢喜领受。
But since they have no root, they last only a short time.
但是他们心里没有根，不过是暂时的。
When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away.
等到他们未到遭了患难或受了逼迫立刻就跌倒了。
Friends, in Israel, the land had only about 5 to 8 centimeters of soil over a limestone bedrock.
你知道在以色列呢大部分的土地呢都是上面的浅浅的有5至8公分的这个土但是底下都是石头的。
And because there's only a small amount of soil, when the seed goes in, it grows quickly.
因为土很少所以这个种子呢很快就长出来了。
But it dies quickly because there's no depth, no roots.
因为底下没有啊，不能生这样扎根，所以呢，很快就死掉了。
You may know people like this.
你也可能啊，遇见过这样的人。
They may come to church and hear the sermon and say, "Yes, I want to follow Jesus." You're very excited for Jesus.
啊，有人可能来到这儿听了福音啊，我相信耶稣，他们对耶稣的啊，非常的激动。
2 months later, something goes wrong at work. They have a fight with their wife, and they fall away from Jesus.
但是啊，可能啊，过了一两个月，他们的家里出了问题，或者工作出了问题，他们就离开了主。
Sometimes people have a quick response to Jesus, but it's not deep, it's not true, it's not real.
有的人可能对啊耶稣的反应非常的快，但是不是真实的。
They have what we say a brush with Christianity, just come past it, but no real.
就是那些非常的啊肤浅的基督徒。
Someone has called them half Christians.
有的人啊，称为他们半信半疑的基督徒。
A half Christian is no Christian.
半信半疑的基督徒，他们不是基督徒。
And these are people with shallow hearts.
在这里呢，这些个人呢，他们的心比较肤浅。
I once told someone about Jesus, and they said, "I tried it once; it doesn't work."
有的时候，人说啊，我给他讲了福音，他说啊，我试过耶稣，但是不管事。
I said, "What happened?"
他说，怎么回事呢？
I prayed for God to give me a job, and He didn't give me the job, so I don't believe in Him anymore.
我求神给我工作，但是神没有给我工作，我就再也不相信他了。
Shallow hearts.
这样的心是肤浅的。
They don't understand the message of Jesus.
他们不懂得耶稣的信息。
When I was 19 years of age, a man said to me, because he knew I was a Christian, he said, "I hear you are religious. I was religious once. Now I've grown out of it."
有一个人，我19岁遇到一个人，他说啊，我听说你很信教了。其实我以前信过教，但是我现在不信了。
I said I'm not religious, I'm a follower of Jesus.
这牧师说我是不是信教，我是耶稣的门徒。
You can grow out of religion, you don't grow out of a genuine relationship with Jesus Christ.
你可以不信教，但是呢，如果你跟耶稣有真的关系的话，你这个关系是不会失去的。
The man who said that to me, I met him last year after 30 years.
我遇见这个人呢去年遇见这个人已经30年过去了。
I was at a party and he's married to a teacher at Beverly Hills Girls High School.
我遇见他呢他娶了个媳妇在 Beverly Hills School, 学校里。
His name is Peter and he is married to one of the teachers who works with my wife.
他是老师呢他娶了一个跟我妻子在一块的一个老师。
And at my wife's birthday,I saw him, so I went up to him.
我在我太太的这个生日聚会上，我见到这个人，我得去给他说话。
I said to him, "You probably don't remember me, but I went to school with your brother."
他说你可能不认识我了，但是呢，我跟你的弟弟一块去上学。
I said, "Many years ago, you said to me that you were religious, you grew out of it. Don't worry, that I will grow out of it too."
他说你说那时候你说你信教了但是呢你会最后呢会不信了的。
I said, "Let me tell you what I do with my life today."
他说我现在告诉你我现在怎么样了。
I'm a Baptist pastor and I haven't grown out of religion. I love Jesus and I keep serving Jesus.
我呢是一个现在是个浸信会的牧师我并没有不信而是呢我现在继续呢来服侍主。
He had a shallow heart, he didn't know Jesus.
他的心是肤浅的他不认识耶稣。
Jesus said, "Be ready and expect opposition and persecution."
耶稣说你要准备遇见反对和逼迫。
You have to be deep in God.
你应当进入深的里面。
Jesus said in Luke 9:58, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." It's going to be costly.
耶稣说耶稣在路加福音9:58说狐狸有洞天空的飞鸟有窝人子却没有枕头的地方跟随耶稣是需要付代价的。
So we had hard hearts,
我们有硬的心
we had shallow hearts,
我们有肤浅的心
Now we have divided hearts.
我们现在呢，有个啊分裂的心。
The seed cast on thorny ground.
就是那些撒在荆棘里的种子。
Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word.
还有那些撒在荆棘里的，就是人听了道。
But the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful.
后来由世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑和各样的私欲进来，把道挤住了，就不能结实。
People with divided hearts.
这里说的是那些个人啊，是心是分裂的。
Sometimes young people come to Christ when they're 15, 16, 17, 18.
啊，有的时候你看年轻人他信主，他十五、十六、十七、十八。
Then they go to university or they go to work.
等到后来他们去了大学啊，工作了以后。
Then they chase more money.
他们就开始追求钱财了。
Successful career.
然后追求事业的成功。
Finding a husband or a wife.
啊，找一个啊对象。
Wanting to be like everyone else in the office.
像希望像别的啊，在那些办公室里坐着的人一样。
And they push Christ out of the way and they chase these other gods.
啊，他们把基督啊，把主放在一边了，他们开始追逐别的事物。
Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters."
耶稣说。一个人不能侍奉两个主。
Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other.
不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。
You cannot serve both God and money.
你不能又侍奉神又侍奉钱财。
Many begin well, yet the pleasures of this world choke spiritual life out of them.
啊，很多人开始都挺好，但是呢，就是因为啊，这个世间的思虑把他们的属灵的生命挤啊。记住了。
Maybe you know people who've rejected Christ.
你可能啊认识一些人，他们啊拒绝了耶稣。
They seem to be mature Christians, but they're away from Christ now.
啊，他们可能过去看起来像成熟的基督徒，但是他们现在远离了主。
Maybe your children have rejected Christ.
可能你的孩子拒绝了主。
Maybe your husband or wife has rejected Christ.
也可能妻子或者丈夫拒绝了主。
Or your parents.
或者你的父母。
Someone said to me after the first service today.
啊。今天的啊九点钟的聚会之后，有人跟我说
，That a friend who was in the church for 30 years seemed to be a good Christian man。
我一个朋友啊，在这个教会里三十年了，看起来是个好基督徒。
Then he surprised all of us. He divorced his wife, married someone else, and ran right away from God。
啊，但是呢，他离开了教会，娶了另一个人，然后呢，离开了教会。
Sometimes you put a new wife in front of God。
但是有的时候，你把这个啊新妻子放在神的啊上面了。
They love pleasure more than God.
他们啊喜欢享乐过于爱神。
They love money more than God.
他们爱钱过于爱神。
God wants to be number one.
神希望在我们的生命中居首位。
And you see, finally, the fourth seed.
啊
，fruitful hearts.
最后，这就是第四种，就是多结果子的心。
Seed is cast on good soil.
就是那些撒在好土上的种子。
I love this, the good soil.
我喜欢，我爱这种撒好种子的地。
After all the depressing first three stories, we get a good story.
啊，前面三个故事呢都是非常令人悲伤的故事，但是这个故事呢是一个啊激动人心的故事。
Others like seed on good soil hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop 30, 60, even 100 times what was sown.
那撒在好地上的，就是人听到又领受，并且结实，有三十倍的，有六十倍的，有一百倍的。
The word of God doesn't bounce off their heart; it comes right into their hearts.
啊，这个神话语的种子啊，没有从他们的心中反弹出去，而是进入了他们的心田。
It doesn't flourish for a little while and then shrivel into under adversity. It keeps going.
他呢，不是暂时的发旺一会儿，然后呢，逆境一来就枯萎了。就枯萎了，而是继续能成长。
It is not divided by competing desire, and it's not strangled.
他们呢，没有被那竞争的欲望让他们分心，也没有被挤住。
It is a heart that allows God's word to take deep root in it.
这个心呢，让神的话在其中深深的扎根。
And it produces a great crop.
能够啊生产出丰盛的收成来。
The fruit of the Holy Spirit, Galatians 5:22.
像加拉太书五章二十二节那里。圣灵的果子。
The fruit of good works, Ephesians 2 verse 10.
在以弗所书二章十节里，那里解出善行的果子来。
We must be people who listen to Jesus.
我们必须是听耶稣话的人。
We must listen seriously.
我们必须认真严肃地听。
Persistently.
啊，持久性的。
And perceptively.
而且有敏锐的听。
For in Jesus the kingdom of God is broken into the world.
因为在耶稣的里面，神的国已经进入到这个世界。
Do you remember the early disciples, the 10 of them who ran away from Jesus?
你记得啊啊，这个他们的门徒呢，后来也离开了耶稣了，跑了吗？
When they saw Jesus at the resurrection and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they changed.
当他们看到复活的耶稣，他们啊被圣灵充满，他们的生命就改变了。
They preached Jesus.
他们啊传讲耶稣的道。
They loved like Jesus.
他们爱耶稣。
They spread the word of God everywhere. They scattered the seed everywhere.
他们到处的传福音，把神道的种子到处来
spread throughout the Roman Empire.
他们把神道的种子撒遍了整个的
spread right around the world.
啊，撒遍了整个的世界
into China.
啊，甚至到了中国
into Spain.
因为到了西班牙
into Brazil.
因为到了巴西
into the United States of America.
到了美国
but it started with these disciples who took God seriously, who heard the word and were changed by the word.
就是。这就开始，就是那些人，就是他们听了神的话，能够被神的话来改变。
Last Wednesday we had a service for a woman who died. Cecily Booth was almost 91.
啊，去上一周呢，我们这里有个啊啊这个啊丧葬礼啊，庆祝这个塞西里·布斯这样一个姊妹。
She came to our 11 o'clock congregation.
她来，她到11点，她到十一点钟的聚会来。
She was born in India. She is a white lady from England. Born in India.
她出生在中国，但是呢，她是啊、是一个白人。
Educated in India.
啊，她在印度呢接受教育。
And worked as a missionary in India for 30-40 years.
她呢在啊、印度呢做啊、传教的工呢做了三四十年。
And because she had a fruitful heart, God used her to preach the gospel.
因为他有一个啊，那些嗯，有一个啊，结果多结果子的心田，所以呢，神大大的使用他。
To teach the word of God.
他来传讲神的话。
To be a prayer warrior.
啊，是一个祷告的勇士。
She produced a great crop.
他结出了丰硕的果子。
A godly wife.
他是一个敬虔的妻子。
A mother.
一个母亲。
A grandmother.
一个祖母。
And a great grandmother.
而且是一个啊，曾祖母。
I think 24 great grandchildren.
他有24个啊曾都是曾孙子。
And she remembered all of their names. I would forget all of them.
啊，他认识，他知道每一个人的名字。
And everyone who spoke about her faith in Jesus and how Jesus changed her, and she gave her life for Christ.
很多人啊都说到他，说一他的生命能够改变了他们。
Friends, we have the great opportunity to scatter the seed everywhere we go.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们有很多的机会，能够无论走到哪里去，我们都可以把这个种子撒出去。
And we must not be surprised when some people have hard hearts and don't want to know.
啊，但是有人他们啊心硬，他们不想接受的话，我们也不惊奇。
Do not be discouraged. Just get the seed out.
不要气馁啊，继续把种子撒出去。
And you must not be surprised when some have shallow hearts and they give their life to Jesus and then they walk away.Because Jesus said it would happen.
也不要因为那些个啊心灵肤浅的人啊而气馁啊，他们可能啊暂时的相信，后来呢又离开了主。
And do not be surprised if someone who had been in the church for 20 or 30 years now chases another god of pleasure or something else and rejects Jesus, because God said there'll be some with divided hearts.
啊，可能有的人呢。啊、有分裂的心，他们呢在教会里待了二三十年了，但是后来他们去追逐别的神去了，然后呢离开了主。
Just scatter the seed.
所以我们只要去撒种。
Because God can change hard hearts.
因为神能够改变刚硬的心。
God can change shallow hearts.
神也能够改变啊肤浅的心。
God can change divided hearts.
神也能让啊改变那些分裂的心。
And give them fruitful hearts.
能让他们的心啊成为一个多结果子的。
A woman came for the first time today. She is about 32 years of age. Came to the 11 o'clock congregation with a 5-year-old daughter.
有一个姊妹啊，她32岁，她来到教会里，她有个5岁的女儿。
She said to me at the door, she said, "This is my first time here."
她跟我说啊，这是我第一次到这儿来。
And I put my name on the card, filled out the card and my phone number, you better ring me.
他说我把这个名字啊名字电话都写上来，你最好最好来给我打电话。
He says, I have a lot of questions.
他说我有很多的基督徒。
I will come back.
我会回来。
To the church. I said, good, come back again.
他说好，你回来。
And I read her card, it said, how do you go from having a divided heart to a fruitful heart?
他说那个问题呢是你怎么样从一个有分裂的心变成一个多结果子的心。
And I'll tell her to read the word, let the word soak into her heart, to love Jesus more deeply.
我告诉她，让她来读神的话语，让神的话语啊浸泡她的心，让她能够来跟随。
And I'm looking forward to speaking to her this week.
我啊，期望着能够这一星期能够再继续跟她。
Because I think she has an open heart.
我知道她有个敞开的心。
She knows she has a divided heart.
她知道她的心是分裂的。
And she knows what would make Jesus happy is a fruitful heart.
她知道如果让耶稣要高兴的话，他必须有一个多结果子的心。
What type of heart do you have?
啊，你的心是怎么样的呢
？Hard?
是不是刚硬的呢
？Shallow?
或者肤浅的呢
？Divided?
或者是你的心是分裂的
？Or fruitful?
或者是啊，多结果子的呢
？God calls you to listen to His word, to receive His word, and to live for Him.
啊，神啊，希望你听了神的话，然后呢啊，然后为神而活。
Let me pray.
好，我们祷告。
Oh Lord God, we thank you for the parable of the sower.
啊，主啊，我们谢谢你为这个啊撒种的比喻感谢你。
We know, Lord God, that sometimes we are people with hard hearts and shallow hearts and divided hearts, but we want to be people with fruitful hearts.
我们知道，我们啊，有的时候我们的心是刚硬的心，有的时候肤浅的心，有的时候是啊分裂的心，但是我们希望成为一个多结果子的心田。
Help us to believe in Jesus, to trust Him, to live for Him, and to glorify in our relationship with Him, glorify Him.
帮助我们来相信耶稣，然后呢，让我们的生命来荣耀主。
And Lord, help us as a church to scatter the seed.
帮助我们做一个教会，让我们在啊人群中来撒种。
To give away gospel tracts.
啊，把啊这个啊福音的传单给别人。
To give away a Bible.
啊，把圣经分出去。
To invite people with us to hear about Jesus.
啊，让人们邀请到教会中来，来听耶稣的道。
To share the gospel with our lips.
啊，用我们的嘴唇来分享福音。
That others would be saved.
所以让别人可以得到拯救。
And we pray in the powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。阿门。